How's it going, Sha?
You know what? It's not bad, actually. All told, it's fine. I got this splint off my leg, so I only have to have a boot on it when I'm going somewhere. And where am I going? Nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. So I just got my foot out in the air, just an open air foot. So that's nice. What's going that's on beautiful. With you?
A few things. One, I know you've been hurt. I think about you often. I want to make sure you're okay, and I try to think of ways to help. And mm-hmm. I realize how little I know how to help anything.
Well, that's excellent, because I am terrible at asking for it. So,
yo, like, oh God, I'll be like out, and like, this is a real thought that went through my head yesterday. I was like, I was getting food for the kids. I was getting chicken nuggets. And I was like, you think Sha needs a McDonald's cheeseburger? You know? I don't know if she likes pickles. You know, Sha shouldn't have to deal with pickles if she don't like pickles. I shouldn't bring this cheeseburger. And like, I was on the line, like just like going through what was the most likely to get approved option from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I decided, like, none of this is right. She doesn't deserve this. But then I got some no help, you know, because I don't want to do the wrong thing. What if this isn't help? What if this is bad? You know, like, and so, yeah, I was very in my head. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and like, I got home, I told Gabby, I was like, honey, I want to check in on Sha. I was going to bring her some food. I don't know what to bring her. She's like, I'm pretty sure she would just appreciate you just popping in. That is just a gesture. Like, it's just about saying hi. And maybe ask her if she wants something. That's usually a good start with the food. Trying to figure it out on your own. She's like, we've been married 15 years. You still don't know what I want to eat most of the time. And I don't blame you. You're like, I'm a whole other person, you know?
Right.
So yeah, like you shouldn't expect to know what she wants to eat. Cause I was torturing myself on this McDonald's line, yo. And like I knew what was a problem, cause they were telling me like, why don't you think about it? And when you're ready, you can order on the kiosk. You
know, wow.
Me to the kiosk. Like I was messing up their line system, but know that in my heart, like I wanted to get you food.
I truly appreciate that.
Yeah. Like I couldn't come up with the right answer at this McDonald's. It genuinely stressed me out a little bit.
I will share with you and with everyone else. Right now I am in my plain hamburger bag. Just get me a couple of hamburgers and I'm fine. Like a child, like a baby, just gumming on these little gray hamburgers. That's fine. And I don't really like pickles or anything, but I will get a McDonald's burger and then I'll just eat around the pickle. I'll pick the pickle. I've been doing that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm never like, only over the past few years has McDonald's been like, all right, well, tell us how you want the damn thing. Cause they used to just be like, this is how we make it. And they gave to you. So I'm just like, maybe no pickles, but I also feel weird when asking that. So I'm like, just I'll eat around whatever it is you give me, McDonald's. I've been doing that since I was a kid. It's fun. I can adjust to your ways. That's how you're able to grow, is that we're all able to adjust to your ways, Captain McDonald. But that's usually what I do, because what I really like, I can't really get here in New York, just because the McDonald's in New York are so like, and I've discussed this before, how it's just always kind of frenzied, even when no one's in there. Everybody's always just, no one seems to, no, it's just the energy of the city, and it permeates even in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
So I just get something simple that they can't really mess up. Also,
what is it that you really like, though?
Well, what I really like is I like a quarter pounder, no cheese. Actually, I've moved to no cheese, because their cheese it doesn't quite sit right with me. But I mean, that's only been a recent thing. Normally a quarter pounder with cheese. I want that shit fresh though. I want it hot and freshly made. So yeah, you have to order it in a way that, you know, they don't just have them sitting. It's not always, right. I used to like get it, with only onions, no mustard, no ketchup, only onions on it. And I don't like onions like that, but they don't make them with only onions.
Oh.
So they'll make it with only onions, and then I'll ask for packets of ketchup also, you know, and then I take the onions off and then I put the ketchup on, and then it's perfect because it's hot. Hot quarter pounder with cheese, like freshly made quarter pounder. I swear to God, that shit will bring tears to your eyes. It's so good. It's so good. That's great.
That's awesome.
Or I will take a filet of fish, no cheese. Which is funny because my sister takes a filet of fish, no tartar sauce. So that is how we're different. She doesn't like mayo. She doesn't like mayonnaise. But I'm like, but how can you have cheese on the, but what do I know? I'll also make a fish quesadilla. What do I do? Well, I'm chaos. But yeah, so those are my things. Those are usually what I will get. Just here in New York, I'll get a couple of plain hamburgers or a, sometimes together when I want a surf and turf. And a filet of fish with no cheese. And that'll be fine.
Oh, it's solid. I like that.
Yeah, but I saved a quarter pounder with cheese or whatever to when I am either in Atlanta or someplace where, you know, the vibe is completely different and you can go in and it's not mayhem. You know what I mean? I feel like in every New York McDonald's I've been in, someone is arguing with someone else over the key to the bathroom. Like every time. And that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen in the rest of the country. Out in the suburbs, they ain't doing that. They're busy making fresh burgers. So
listen, my local McDonald's has slowly become very Dominican. Like, I don't even they don't even talk English anymore when they take the order. Mm-hmm. I know like they call me Papi. On the intercom, you know what I mean?
Okay.
straight up. Like, I think that's freaking incredible.
That's very funny.
I find it endearing, you know what I mean? I hear the music in the background. Mm-hmm. They're having a great time in there. The food, I gotta say, they're pretty, like, I feel like it's a family operation at this point. Like, they hire, like, a shift of, like, eight cousins. Because they genuinely, like, look like they're having a good time. And when someone does something wrong, they're not scared to check them. Like, there's a genuine, like, yo, like, yo, tu jodiste esto? Like, what, yo, we got the fries coming. Come on.
Right.
You know, so I've enjoyed it. It's my spot. I don't know if I would ask, I'm with you. I don't know if I would ask for anything too complicated. Mm-hmm. Like, I stick to the menu. I don't even stick to the whole menu. I stick to whatever's on the screen. Like, oh, this is what you're showing me? This must be what you're ready for. You know, like,
you know what? I don't, because they don't always have all that stuff. Mm. So if they have like I remember they had some specialty burger that was like barbecue sauce with bits of bacon or something like that, like a quarter pounder, that kind of thing. And I remember ordering it, but I was just like, hey, am I able to get that barbecue bacon burger here? Like, I was like, is that a possibility? And they're like, yeah, you can do. Yeah.
Like, great. Yeah, why not? We'll try
it. Yeah. What's on it? What is it? Turn the screen around. Let me see what it's.
Now you can make this? Yo, you should, you should add this.
I think so. Yeah. Right. So, oh, man.
Yo, support your local mom and pop shops, the McDonald's, you know?
Yes, exactly.
But I hope the recovery continues to go well.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I'm gonna bring you some trash McDonald's soon. Now that I know what to do.
Great. Oh man.
Let's get into the news.
A
woman accused of trying to kill her husband with a toxic smoothie. That's right. Missouri woman accused of trying to kill her husband by poisoning his drinks was allegedly caught on camera preparing a toxic smoothie for him. Prosecutors have charged Sarah Schaefer. Isn't that a comic?
Yes, but the Schaefer is spelled different and there's no H on that Sarah. But yes.
I was like, whoa, hold up. I noticed.
Yes, I don't think she would try to, not this way anyway. I think she'd do a different, I'd do it a different way.
Oh, man. I was like, yo, hold up. I know this lady. Sarah Schaefer, 38, with two felonies, attempted first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Oh, those are the charges. According to court documents, the victim had been suspicious that Schaefer was putting poisonous or toxic substances in his food or beverages without his knowledge for several weeks. The victim reported at least 8 occurrences to authorities in which he recalled an odd taste and ended up with extreme fatigue, nausea, blurred vision, and other symptoms dating back to December. A drink that Schaefer allegedly prepared on New Year's Eve heightened his suspicion after he remembered a bitter taste and some unusual symptoms the next day. A surveillance camera caught Schaefer placing several unusual ingredients into a bowl and then a blender on January 16th. According to court documents, one substance that went into the smoothie was from a bag labeled Lily of the Valley. According to a National Capital Poison Center, all parts of the plant Lily of the Valley contain numerous cardiac glycosides, which slow down the heart and cause irregular rhythm. Lily of the Valley is categorized as having major toxicity. It can lead to all of those issues, cardiac glycosides, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Schaefer's in jail currently. Yo, that's wild.
Lily of the Valley, huh?
Straight up,
let me go on and write that down. What else? Oh, I mean, look, our great-grandmothers used arsenic. I don't know what to tell you. Women have been, my understanding is, women have been poisoning their men.
Yeah, like that is
eons. That's some old school shit.
Yeah, that is a very woman way to take someone out.
Yes.
Respect, you know what I mean? The classics work for a reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I mean, she's preparing. So my question is, why is she making all his food? Why didn't he start making his food? Come on, mm-hmm. Take responsibility of your life, sir.
Real talk.
Every time he makes you something, you feel a little sweaty and nauseous. Start making your own peanut butter and jelly. Maybe Amen. We don't do smoothies no more. Figure it out.
Real talk. She might not have been poisoning you. She just might not be a good cook. Okay.
She might not. Maybe she thought Lily of the Valley was like star anise or something.
Real talk. That should sound like a great brand of like spices. Oh, you exactly. got your cinnamon, Lily of the Valley cinnamon?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Something. Yeah, absolutely. Flour, Lily of the Valley flour. I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, I guess it's also a good thing that dude put a camera in his kitchen and caught her doing that shit.
Oh, my God.
I definitely would start first wipe down all the countertops because mm-hmm. I'm sure that's probably everywhere. You just wipe all the handles, wipe everything, wipe the whole kitchen down. And then now's a good time while she's locked up to learn how to make your own food.
Real talk, B. She taking you out with smoothies, Munchie? Come on, man.
Gradual smoothie. Gradual smoothie killing.
Yo, that's on you, man. Sometimes you gotta take ownership sometimes, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you even like smoothies, sir? Come on.
In other news, MIT study says that humans are still cheaper than AI in the vast majority of jobs. That's right. Mm-hmm. I love that that's the sales pitch. Artificial intelligence can't replace the majority of jobs. Right now in cost-effective ways, according to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology found in a study that sought to address the fears about AI replacing humans in a swath of industries. When I first saw this, like, on the one hand, I was like, I'm glad that this is coming out. You know, I'm glad that they're still seeing the value in people, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Okay.
But like, also like that it is very specifically only in this way. Like, they're like, okay, you should still use people for now. You know, like that.
Because they're cheaper.
Yeah. But as soon as they not, we got these AI ready. You know what I mean? We going to keep working on these AI people.
Yeah. Here's the thing. AI that requires computers, right?
Right.
Okay. Computers require a lot of shit. Like, yeah, we got them in our pockets and all that kind of stuff, but like the materials necessary, it's a lot. And it's a lot of manpower, first of all, to get the materials, and then mm-hmm. just a lot of energy to run various things. And so I'm not sure we're really doing well on that, just on GP. Like, I don't know if we are, without AI, if we are really handling that well.
Yeah.
So now when you add AI to it to do things, that honestly, the jobs that we're giving AI feel like the jobs that people are doing, and we're just like, we'll just get AI to do, but they're not doing it well. And I'm like, why don't you just keep the people and have AI do the other thing? And yeah. I think it's because they know that AI will royally fuck up something that, like, if there's something that that a person can't really do well, but AI could get in there and do it, the AI is not good enough right now to do it well. So it will mm-hmm. fuck all of that up. AI writes, articles wrong. Who cares? Right? I think that's her feeling. I don't know why people think this is the future. It feels weird and lazy. Like there's still lots of stuff that we're able to do and should keep doing. And I don't think that's me staying in the past to say that I think people should like continue to do some of these things instead of throwing AI into it. Because yeah. we don't really know what that does. I feel like we're all chasing some fucking movie based on a Philip Dick novel or something. And that's not enough. I feel like we need more than that. Just because a few people saw the Minority Report, I don't see why now AI has to write articles or jokes or do terrible pictures that they're already stealing material. The only thing AI does well is steal materials that humans did and then fuck that up. Hey man, it's not for me. I won't do that. That's all I can say. It is not for me. It creeps me out. And it is not for me. And if it costs this much, why do we continue?
My just kids so you asked me about it. They were like, Dad, what do you think about AI? I was like, that's a you problem. I'm going to be so gone.
Not that's a you problem. Okay. I was
like, yo, listen, like, I'm going to be at the end of my legs by the time that shit is even ready to do some. So I'm good. I don't know what you will do, but I'm rooting for y'all.
I don't think that's quite the response they wanted or needed.
They were so alarmed, yo. They looked at me like, what? Like, what? Like, I was so direct. I forgot why I was in that frame of mind. But, like, I knew, like, I definitely didn't, like, pad that answer. Like, I gave them a little too raw.
Yeah. But, like,
yeah, they walked to their room slowly after that.
With their heads down. They just sat on the edge of their beds and stared off into space. Oh, no.
The news, woman claims Panera's charged lemonade gave her long-term heart issues in a lawsuit. That's right.
I bet it did. I don't even need to read that. I already went in on Panera and this crazy ass lemonade. I'm sure it did.
Oh man. A Rhode Island woman is suing Panera Bread after she claims the restaurant chain's charged lemonade left her with long-term heart complications. Lauren Skirkett, 28, drank 2.5 charged lemonades at Panera Bread in Smithfield, Rhode Island last April.
Wait. Not on the same day, I hope.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it sounds like
that she, because she'd be dead. She'd already be dead.
Real talk. You also might have discovered human flight, like, if you did that shit. Like, she notes she was an athlete who worked out regularly.
Oh, and had no. Those are the worst ones.
Yeah. I don't even believe you already now. Now, you lost me there.
No. I believe her. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes, because those are the ones your heart doing what it needs to do. It's working hard already because you're an athlete.
Yo. Damn,
and now
yo,
this you is just a... pure adrenaline.
Yo, like, she made 2.5 bad decisions that month then. Because, like, she describes herself. I'm an athlete who worked out regularly. The occupational therapist and vegetarian says she chose the caffeinated beverage because she believed it was plant-based and clean, how it was advertised. But after drinking the lemonade, she reportedly began experiencing episodes of heart palpitations and dizziness. She went to the Rhode Island hospital where she was treated for atrial fibrillation, which is described as an irregular, rapid heartbeat that can cause serious complications. Skerritt has since been prescribed medication for early onset atrial fibrillation and suffers from reoccurring episodes of rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, brain fog, body shakes, and weaknesses. Yo, that is a strong drink. Real talk.
It really is. It really is. And that's insane.
That's wild work.
That it's, and like I said before, it's lemonade. So who's going to think it's literally just lemon water and sugar? Why you got to do all this other stuff?
Oh,
right. Whatever it was wild that they put in there. Like, I don't doubt that any of this happened. And I'm sure it was that fucking lemonade. And honestly, probably where she messed up was by being an athlete. Like, you know what I mean? Because something about like athletes, they're the ones that always just seem to drop suddenly, you know?
You know what's wild? The article says Panera Bread's charged lemonade is sold in 3 flavors: Fuji apple cranberry, strawberry lemon mint, and mango citrus. That's right. They've been sued 3 times for this charged lemonade. It is still actively advertised on the website. They are pushing this hard. Real talk. They got a new flavor, blood orange, charged splash. But this one has zero sugar, though. So you good. You won't die with this one.
Well, that's not, I don't think it's the sugar is the problem. I think it's the caffeine, right? Doesn't it have a gajillion?
Yeah.
It's not the sugar.
Yeah, they coming for you, yo.
Also, that strawberry lemon mint, I would tear that shit up.
I was going to say, this sounds delicious.
It's
shit.
So good. What? Fuji apple cranberry? Get the fuck out of here.
Real talk. I love their blood orange regular drink. They got blood orange zero sugar. Yo, they'd have me.
Yeah, but all the caffeine, you would drop dead just holding the cup full of it. Like, it will seep through the cup into
your
hand.
How much caffeine was in a cup of coffee again?
Oh, I can't remember, but it was
average cup of coffee. How much is this? 95 milligrams of caffeine. The large mango citrus has 234 milligrams.
Come on. Come on.
Large strawberry mint, 236. And even the diet one, the blood orange that just launched, 210. And the smalls all got 150. So, like, even the little ones got more caffeine than the coffee. Yo, this is fire.
Like, my heart is beating faster thinking about it. But that strawberry lemon mint is going to haunt me. It's a shame I'll never know how that tastes, because I bet it's good as fuck. I bet it's real good, but I'll never know. I already got a little schmutz on my heart as it is. No, thank you. I don't want to test it. But listen, man,
I'm gonna order some. I'm gonna drink it live on the pod.
No, you won't.
If something
what am
happens,
I gonna
I
do?
Got witness.
Yeah, but now what? I'm supposed to finish the pod with a dead person on the other side.
I need someone
you
to call
Gabby.
You
do all the recording. How are you gonna hit stop when it's time to?
I'm gonna lean forward when I drink, so I can land
okay,
on the empty.
Okay, so it'll stop it. And then it's just the sound of me weeping while I'm asking for stars. This has been. Yeah, I'm
relax.
Not doing that.
Finally, scientists say they'll cut back on bottled water After learning, one liter contains a quarter of a million pieces of plastic. That's right. Whoa.
Okay.
A recent study analyzed three brands of bottled water and found the liter contained 240 pieces of plastic. Jesus. The average
240,000.
240,000. Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah.
With laser-powered microscopes, researchers analyzed samples from three brands of bottled water and discovered that a liter contained 110,000 to 400,000 pieces, or 240,000 pieces on average. This was published in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. While the brands analyzed weren't identified, lead study author Nixon Quinn told NBC that all three were common brands purchased at a major national retailer. The study authors said that 90% of the plastic pieces were not microplastics, but nanoplastics, which are even smaller than microplastics and believed to be more toxic since their smaller size renders them much more amenable compared to microplastics to enter the human body. Cool. As microplastics. Thanks for that info, baby.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Haunt my dreams, bro.
Anyone that reuses their plastic bottle, water bottle over and over? Do you have anyone like that in your life?
I do that actually sometimes.
Okay, stop it. don't do it anymore. I have someone very close to me who does that, and I can't get him to stop. And I'm like, well, I don't want to lose you, but come on. Just use a cup or something. They got bottles for this, actual bottles.
So I'll tell you, I know it's a weakness, but the reason I do it is because of marketing. I'm positive of it. When I look at a bottle of like vitamin water, like the Smart Water or the what's that Smart Water competition brand I'm seeing a lot of now, I'm blanking on the name. But like,
I don't know.
There's certain bottles of water that in my head, that water looks better. Yeah, there's certain brands that like the Smart Water, Essentia, that like when I look at the bottle, it looks appetizing to my brain.
Okay.
Even though like Gabby buys like these thermals, like the whatever you call them joints, the water container bottle thing.
The water bottle?
Is that what you're saying? Although I'm trying to think of a more complicated term for that.
But, nah, just water bottles, you know.
Yo, I got tons of them upstairs. Mm-hmm. And she'll sell me on it. She's like she bought some expensive one that was like, it keeps the water cool for longer. Like she like puts like,
wait, did she get a Stanley?
Yeah, it was some crazy shit that like the bottle like stays cool for like 2 days.
Yeah, like, yo, she got one of the big ones.
Yeah, I got like four of them upstairs. She like swears by them.
Child, you shitting on? y'all are doing all right. I did not know that your family was wealthy. I didn't know I was talking to Daddy Warbucks over here with his four Stanley tumblers. I had no idea.
I'm over here using them as like doorstops and shit.
Yeah, and he's over here drinking out of the hose rather than using them. One of these Stanleys.
Yo, Gabby get tight. Like, she's like, yo, like, because she said that, like, they're expensive. They're like, the cheap one was like 50. And she spent like $100 on one or something.
Yeah, no, you should do that. She's getting top of the line ones.
Yeah, because like, I'm adamant. Like, I only drink cold water. So like, that was pissing her off because she was like, yeah, I got you water. And I'd be like, nah, it gets warm. Then it doesn't look right. Like looking at that, the container doesn't make me excited to drink that. If that, okay. I don't know why, but it just is. And I know that I proactively drink more water when I see the bottle. So like, we only buy the bottles because of me. Like we buy them every month because it's the only way. Like I'll stay drinking water.
All right. Well, I understand that, but that's also wild. Let's see if we can reprogram your brain. Look, do you know, like, Stanley, have you seen the clip of a woman whose car caught on fire?
Yeah. Oh, and, she showed me this.
Yeah. And then they go in and the cup is still there and there's ice still in the goddamn cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's use that to kind of reprogram your brain and get you into one of these Stanley cups.
I mean, when I saw that, all I said was like, yo, like, why don't we just make the car out of that? Like, I'll buy a Stanley car.
I know. A lot of people said that.
Yeah, a lot of people said that.
But
real talk, you can rebuild the house by Stanley. I'm with it.
I think we used to. I think the cup is made out of stainless steel or something. And I mean, we used to be a proper country that made cars out of steel. We don't do that anymore. Everything's plastic. So, I mean,
oh,
I don't know what
God.
That is. But yeah, you absolutely should get into it with one of those cups.
I'll try.
Because I don't even know if your kids are going to get to go to college if y'all got four Stanley Cups in the house. That might be it. It might have to be scholarships only for those two.
Hey, come to think of it, we've had cornflakes for dinner a few times.
Yeah.
This week, you know?
Yeah, well, those Stanley cups will keep those flakes crispy and the milk cold. It'll do all of that for you.
If you would like to support my kids' Kickstarter campaign to go to college, because their mother made a decision to try to keep their dad alive with Stanley water, and they've been paying for it ever since. All you gotta do is like and subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You think that I deserve water more than my kids deserve college. I don't think that's right, but I'm with you. I appreciate the support. You know? 5 stars, you think both should be true. I should have water. I should use these Stanley thermals.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids also deserve an education. You know, thank you.
Yeah, that seems right.
They do very well in school. They really do deserve a future.
Yeah.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at GastronMonte. Shout outs this week to Lori McDaniel and Iron Fist Mom. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the admittedly falling for marketing, you know, GastronMonte.
I mean, you and your wife. Both of y'all are.
With the biggest advocate for Stanley.
I don't even have one. I don't know if I need one. I don't drink that much liquid in a week. I'm constantly dehydrated. So I don't know if you want to take it from me, but I want other people to drink the water. At least out of the good cups. Go on and get you a good cup. Drink the water.
Oh, man. This has been a thirst quenching episode. Of the war report. I struggle with big words sometimes. It's okay.
And little ones.
That's how
ones. I talk. Yeah, that's just how it is.
Catch y'all next time. Peace.